This is Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. A new shelter is opening up in the Queen West neighborhood. 629 Adelaide Street West will be staffed and operating 24/7 starting Monday with a capacity for 50 adults. The new space opens in response to growing pressures on the shelter systems to keep up with the city's homeless population and the housing crisis. As of last fall, there are an estimated 15,400 people unhoused, according to the city's 2024 Street Needs Assessment. Toronto continues to see an increase of people experiencing unsheltered homelessness and in the number of encampments. But the share of homelessness in shelters has remained consistent since 2018. According to city data, shelters at last count are all at capacity. To get more insight into what's exactly going on inside the city's shelter system, Met Radio spoke with a community worker who's fronting the network that represents shelters and respites across the city of Toronto.
It's not getting any better. People are being turned away every day from central intake. A lot of the shelter hotels are closing down that opened up during COVID.
Leslie Gash is the executive director of the Toronto Shelter Justice Network, an organization that's working hands-on to support people with lived experiences of homelessness.
And what does the demand look like right now in the city? We're talking about shelter spaces. How many people are in need of these spaces?
Yeah, so right now there's about 15,000 people who are experiencing homelessness. The Street Needs Assessment just came out in the last few weeks. It was done in October last year, and it showed that homelessness has doubled since the last time it was done in 2021. So there's a huge need.
Gash has over 30 years of experience in the public and affordable housing sector. While she says shelters aren't ideal, without more permanent housing options available, they are the next best thing.
You know, it's unfortunate. Like if we had more housing, affordable housing and supportive housing, then we wouldn't need these shelters. I mean, we will always need shelters for various reasons, right? For people new to the city, or for people experiencing violence, or whatever it is. But we need a lot right now, and so this is part of the solution.
The services offered at the new shelter site will include indoor accommodations, meals prepared on site, new counselors and case managers to help folks staying, develop permanent housing plans, and more.
I think we're building towards that adequacy. There are a lot of shelters that are still poor with base services, and that's changing. Some people have been in the shelter system for so long, they've lost a lot of their life skills. So, you know, cooking, paying rent, all those sorts of things, you know, getting people back on their feet again.
The shelter is a relocation of the St. Felix Center's respite program at 25 Augusta Avenue. The site closed in July 2023 to be converted into affordable housing. St. Felix Center is a registered charity. They provide compassionate, safe services to marginalized communities who experience homelessness, food insecurity, and other complex challenges. This is Mia Johnson for the Local Journalism Initiative.